AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Another grim milestone in the coronavirus pandemic in this country.
The total compiled by Johns Hopkins University is greater than the population of Indianapolis, San Francisco, or Charlotte, North Carolina. The number of deaths reached 800,000 less than 2 months ago. The Omicron variant is in part the reason for the rising number. President Biden is noting a recent drop in the number of cases.
Down in half in just 3 weeks. Still too many cases. Still we have to be on the alert. But to be clear, this is a dramatic decline.
According to Johns Hopkins, cases have been declining in 49 out of 50 states over the past 2 weeks. But deaths per day are on the rise in at least 35 states. Dr. Ashish Jha, dean of the Brown University School of Public Health, predicts the U.S. will reach 1 million deaths by April. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A protest in Minneapolis after the police shooting death of 22-year-old Amir Locke, his mother Karen Wells.
Never would I have imagined that I would be standing up here talking about the execution of my son by the Minneapolis Police Department.
Body camera footage shows SWAT team members unlocking an apartment door early Wednesday morning, repeatedly shouting police, search warrant, waking Locke. He grabbed a pistol he legally owned. 3 shots were heard. The video ends. The SWAT team was at the apartment as part of a St. Paul police homicide investigation. Locke was not named in their warrant. The Republican National Committee censures fellow Republicans Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for their work on the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. Cheney talked about it last month.
Anyone who attempts to minimize what happens, anyone who denies the truth of what happened, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. And history is watching, and history will judge them.
The committee also prohibited candidates from participating in debates organized by the Commission on Presidential Debates. This is AP News. A 33-year-old man has been arrested for an altercation that badly injured a San Francisco 49ers fan in a parking lot outside SoFi Stadium during last weekend's NFC Championship game between the 49ers and Los Angeles Rams. In this from KABC, Inglewood, California Mayor James T. Butts Jr. was asked if the incident raises safety questions heading into the Super Bowl.
This was a one punch, one shove, two shove, one punch altercation. The greatest damage was done because he landed on the back of his head on the pavement. So I don't think this has any implications for safety.
Butt says the 49ers fan, 40-year-old Daniel Luna, had to be put into a medically induced coma. The mayor says his condition has neither improved nor degraded. The Dow dropped 21 points to close the week, while the S&P 500 gained 23. The NASDAQ rose to 19. The three indexes posted a weekly gain for the second week in a row. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.